Good afternoon. The energy and associated cold front that touched off another round of showers and severe thunderstorms across most of interior New York and New England yesterday is now clearing off the eastern seaboard. Some leftover energy will still have to move through during the day on Friday, and this will initiate a few scattered showers, primarily over the Adirondacks, perhaps in the Green Mountains, during the mid-afternoon hours. Otherwise, we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies across the region, a pleasant and refreshing northwest breeze which will bring the humidity levels down during the day, and comfortable temperatures with most everyone in the upper 70s and lower 80s for afternoon highs. High pressure will build in along with the passage of this front, and this will keep it dry and mostly clear overnight tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the comfortable 50s for overnight lows, even some 40s across the hills and mountains. This will set us up for a nice looking day on Saturday, mostly sunny skies in the valley locations, although still with some troughiness in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, clouds will mix in over the higher terrain. It'll remain a bit breezy and relatively cool for this time of year with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly sunny with that same high pressure center remaining in control on Sunday, pleasant humidity back into the upper 70s, and with a mix of sun and clouds, still dry and a bit warmer on Monday in the lower 80s. As we get into the middle of next week, the next front will approach for the day on Tuesday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and then we'll dry it out for Wednesday and Thursday, and high temperatures both days in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level ridging across the south-central United States will result in very hot and humid conditions from the southern plains east into the lower Mississippi Valley, where heat advisories are in effect and daytime highs could exceed 100 degrees. Meanwhile, monsoonal moisture on the west side of this ridge will also continue to contribute to diurnally driven showers and storms from the Four Corners into the Rockies. Across the northwest, a break in the heat is expected as an upper-level low offshore of the west coast moves inland by tomorrow and brings a substantial increase in cloud cover along with the threat of moderate to locally heavy rain. The system will bring temperatures down to near normal today and below normal tomorrow. And Typhoon Lakima is currently moving away from Taiwan with winds of 120 miles per hour and is due to make landfall in China's Zhejiang province on Saturday. Lakima is one of two typhoons in the western Pacific at the moment. Farther east, Typhoon Carosa is spreading heavy rain across the northern Mariana Islands and Guam. It's moving northwest and could strike Japan next week. At Mount Washington, cloudy with fog and 48 degrees with a west wind at 55 gusting to 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 40 degrees. In Albany, partly sunny skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 60, 90% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.72 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds with a few showers, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 84 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 76, that's 5 degrees above normal. 39 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.62 now for the month, which is 62 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 26.48 inches for the year, which is 2.79 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 96, set in 2001, and the record low, 46, in 1989. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m., 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also, for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with just the chance of a few showers and perhaps a rumble of thunder, mainly north of I-90, highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and turning more pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler in the mid-70s, mostly sunny in the upper 70s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds back to the lower 80s on Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Wednesday. And back to mostly sunny skies with highs in the 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.